WB Mobile.
September when the bait fish are running.
You're probably right. The only plus side to now is it probably won't be busy, so I can not have the beach myself, but it'll be fairly close.
You use when you're fishing from the beach.
A little 10-foot fishing rod I bought at Cabela's down there with a big open face reel on it. I did find an anodized aluminum sand spike that I bought off Amazon. Man, that thing is fantastic. It just goes in the sand so much better than the little tubes.
Tubes that are, they got about a 3-foot long angle iron bolted to them, and that angle iron goes right down in there pretty good, and then the tube is on the top.
Similar, because that's not really a triangle, but you know, that angled off point just does so much better than trying to drive them freaking tubes in the ground.
That right. You got, when you put the sinker on, you got the sinker on the end of the line, and then the hooks are between the sinker and the rod.
I run mine, it's a pompano rig is kind of what I'm using. So it kind of, I got my little snail hooks, you know, a couple inches off the line that kind of hang out with the floats and little plastic beads on them. So far, I mean, it seems to work okay. I don't know if it's the best rig, but it works out all right, I guess.
Hey, he told me about made this little thing called a slider. It's just a little tiny plastic tube with a swivel on it that you slide on the line and then hook your sinker to it, and then put a swivel, and then put your hooks on the end. And I've done a lot better with the hooks after the sinker than I have with the hooks before the sinker. And then I've caught twice as many with one hook as I did with the double rig the other way.
What you talking about? I've never ordered any of them, the little slider. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of what it's called, but yeah, I've looked at those. I've got them on my Amazon wish list, but I've never pulled the trigger on buying any of them. So I may try that out one day and see how that goes for me.
Shrimp, it just seems like it, with the line tight, if he hits it, you know, he just knocks it right off. But with it the other way, it kind of floats back and forth in the water. And I've caught a lot of fish that way.
I'll see if I can find me one of those sliders. Just redo my rig, flip it around. It shouldn't be too hard.
I'm at Wally World.
Really helped out my fishing down there is the little Sputnik sinkers. You see those? They got the little four spikes coming off each side of them.
Those.
Neat. So I've tried the diamonds and the frog tongue and all that, and none of it would hold it down. And so I found those Sputniks. Man, you fling them things out there, and it's got four little metal spikes coming off of it, and they will dig into the sand. And that thing won't move, but when you reel it in, it's a lot of fun.
I can imagine.
And there at Myrtle Beach, I couldn't keep anything out in the water half the time, but so now I got a couple of those Sputniks. So far, it seems to do really well unless the surf is just really, really, really rough.
Net catch you some bait fish?
Really got into that. I don't know. For some reason, I'll either buy some squid or some shrimp or something, and I'll try it out. So most of the time, it's more for just toying around than it is anything.
And the sunshine and the sounds, right? Fish from the beach and Spanish mackerel and sharks and skates.
Really neat fish so far. You know, most of them are little whitings. You know, catch a bit of those. But this last, I think it was my last trip, I caught a fish. I can't remember what the name of it is. It looks like it's got wings on it. When it goes out in the water, it almost looks like it's got little wings on it. That was pretty neat. And I bought, and one week when I went down, I caught so many sharks that I had to just give it up after about an hour because I was just so wore out of going out in the water, throwing it, walking back. I mean, it was just, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Never throw out real far, just about where the waves are starting to break. That's the best spot. I mean, that's where the little fish are, and the big fish are looking for the little fish.
Common areas, you know, your regular beaches and stuff, since they've done so much work, you know, you got to go way out before you even get waist deep, and the waves just don't break that. They don't break close to the beach. They have to kind of walk out. Now, when we went to Hunting Beach State Park, he didn't have to throw it very far. You can tell, I mean, the water dropped off deep fairly quickly.
It's too cool to get wet and then get back up on the beach in 50-degree weather.
All right, I'm going to find out for sure.
One of them little air launchers.
Air launcher. I've seen kayaks and... I think on YouTube I've seen where they've used a drone to drop it out.
A potato cannon, they just drop the weight and the bait down in there and kind of point it out there and shoot it off. And it just pulls the string way out there.
Would like to see that.
Caught from the beach is about a 3-foot shark.
I haven't caught anything really huge yet. Most of them's, you know, fairly small. Probably nothing over a foot. Even all the sharks I was pulling out were just, you know, you could tell you were pulling them straight out of the nursery.
End of the pier when they were cleaning fish?
Down on the pier, there wasn't, I mean, there were plenty of people fishing, but I didn't see anybody catching anything right off. But my oldest son, man, he hates heights. We went out there, he was about to turn white just standing on that pier, so I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time out there.
Diver. Cleaning fish and throwing the scraps over the side, and it was like 6 and 7 foot sharks down there getting all that stuff.
Man, I don't know what I'd do if I catch something that big.
Work, I had to go out early to pick up something, and there was dew all over the windshield, and I turned on the wipers, and it immediately turned to frost.
And come up.
Yeah, right about the time the sun was coming up.
I'm just waiting on something to change so it can start crystallizing.
Cold.
And it was pretty windy yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was that, for sure. I got a long sleeve shirt on today.
I'm wearing my jacket. When it gets down in the 40s, I usually wear a jacket, but other than that. Well, Ken, I hate to cut it short, but I need to start walking on in the plant. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. You have a safe trip into work this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you. Well, I think you said you're out of town next week, so maybe week after next. And y'all have a safe trip. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
You have an awesome day, and I hope you enjoy your week at the beach. KN4TFW.
KO4HX 73s, Andrew. Have a good vacation. Enjoy your fishing. Ken, how are you this morning?
Yep, doing pretty good, Patrick. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Just coming out of the black hole, I was listening to y'all talk what I could.
I'm here by heading down here towards Tadpoles, and I see there's blue lights all down there, so we'll see what that's about.
Run right through there.
On 69. 60 headed down to the blue light.
Forget to tell you, I got to talk to Ed yesterday on the radio.
On the radio? Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I called him while he was out picking up his son from school. Son. He sounded good. Said hopefully within the next couple of weeks he'll be able to go back to work and get back to normal.
Driving him crazy not being able to work when you've worked every day for your whole life.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but then again, it might be just what he needs to start slowing down a little bit.
You do him on the radio.
Me too.
Well, moved back in, KN4 TFW.
Well, that didn't take long.
Had trucks and a bunch of trailers and loaded it all up and brought it down. It took us about an hour and a half yesterday to get it all back in the house.
Really went bad with the family.
I mean, they still get along. I guess it just wasn't going to work out for him.
Can't say that I would enjoy that myself, so I don't want to move in with any of my family.
Everything, you know, it's all right to go for a visit, but you really don't want to stay there. It's like the daughter, I love her to death, and I would love to go visit her and that, but after a couple of days, I'm pretty much done.
Amazing how set in our ways we get to doing things, and when we have to change them for somebody else or whatever, it's uncomfortable, let's put it that way.
The wedding we're going to on Saturday is all the way down there by Lake Greenwood past the Michelin plant.
We'll drive for you.
Get it.
From your house, about an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah. With the gas prices going up and up and up, they put more ethanol in it to make the price be cheaper because I ain't, the last two tanks, I ain't got the gas mileage.
Time for the winter blend fuel, which you won't get the fuel mileage out of because it's got more additives in it.
Yeah, that.
See how they think that they're doing any better by that, because you decrease fuel mileage, and if we got better fuel mileage, you would offset any kind of pollution by better than adding all these devices that are trying to clean it up.
Turn it down and sell it to you. I mean, they're making twice the money, right?
It's supposed to be all about the environment, not the profit.
Yeah, you're right about that. More parts yesterday, so I guess when I get back from vacation, I can start working on it.
I look forward to.
Too long to get it back together, I don't believe. It was like $10 for a kit that had all the gaskets I needed.
Parts for small engines aren't expensive.
Well, for the, you know, that you push to make the self-propel go, that was, damn, it was, the only deal I could find was $20 for two of them. I couldn't find a single very cheap.
Well, small engine places, or did, now only stop at one. So I talked to him about it quite a bit, parts prices and supplies and just working on them in general.
Ridiculous right now. You can't order anything and expect it to get delivered on time.
Get that. Volunteer for the angel tree at the school where my wife works, and I was asking her about it, if we got into getting the things together so we can do that, and because of not being able to get stuff this year, and they're dragging their feet, still have just now sending out the stuff to find out the information of who the kids are, and you're going to be so late in the year now that it's going to be hard to get anything.
Right about that. Little vacuum sealer for my little attachment to vacuum seal the jar. And then I'll see how that works out tonight.
And stuff.
Dry goods in a jar and making it vacuum seal it, you know, just sucking all the air out and sealing it down.
Special lid that fits the jar or something?
In a jar, not the band, and then you push this attachment down on it, and it pulls the vacuum on it. I guess it pulls the lid up and sucks the vacuum, you know what I mean? And then the lid pops down when you shut it off, and there it is, no air in it.
I was just curious to how they're getting the vacuum on there if the lid's already on it.
Just sitting on it, the vacuum pulls the lid up a little bit and allows it to get the air out of the jar, I'm guessing.
That seems pretty interesting. I'd have to check that out.
Yeah, they have some videos on it. They say that the wide mouth lids work better than the regular size lids, but I don't know. I just have to try it and see. The people that do it all the time say you just have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Probably got more flex in it.
You seen a big truck with a light bar on the front? Like big light bars like you see on a four-wheel drive?
Legal for highway use?
Legal or not?
DOT number stamped on the lens, then they are illegal for highway use. It says say not for highway use on them, but the guys are still running them out here.
Yeah, it's probably like the little lenses that you put over your headlights to make them look blacked out. I just can't see how that works or how that could be legal.
I don't want anything covering my headlights or my taillights.
Get that right, KN4 TFW.
They have hard enough time seeing them without anything in the way, so I sure don't want to add anything to obstruct that view.
Be a nasty day today, high of 56 and rain.
What I've heard, which is not good, that'll kill my business too. Guys are too afraid to get wet.
It looks like the bad storms are going to be Columbia and South. Some lawnmower parts, and then ordered that jar sealing kit and everything. And the jar sealing kit came in the same box with the lawnmower parts.
You ordered it through Amazon?
No place you can get anything anymore.
I know, isn't that crazy? The only place you can get anything.
You're right about that.
Be gone next week.
Headed to the beach, I guess, in the morning. He won't be back till Wednesday or Thursday, and I'll be gone. And then I'll be back by Saturday, but I don't know. I may be back on Tuesday. It just depends on how Susan feels. And her mom's supposed to get out of the hospital today, so we just have to play everything by ear.
Hopefully she's doing okay, and y'all get to enjoy your time up there with your daughter and grandkids.
Yeah, and that, it looks like my mother-in-law, maybe it was something with her kidneys. She only has one. The other one just shriveled up. She was starting to retain some fluid, so maybe that's what the deal was. It just isn't working really good.
They know about that. They can keep an eye on it, and I'm sure they got some medication to help with it. So maybe they can get it straightened out.
They gave her some medicine. It definitely is working a lot better. She's in, I think they called it like stage 3 kidney failure or whatever. If you get to 4, you got to do dialysis and that. But so far, she's holding her own.
Well, maybe she'll do better and come out of it with some ways to help things along anyway.
And that she turned 79, so she's up there in age. I don't know if she's a candidate for a kidney transplant or not.
No, on that one, with the way today's medicine goes, I don't know if they do anything to help anybody anymore in some places.
Get you for something, then to get it fixed.
Yesterday for an eye exam, and they're trying to upsell me everything under the sun in there.
Going to get some steel-toed shoes for work, you know, putting different inserts in it and everything and try to get you to buy those.
Coyote run across the road not far from your house.
There's a noisy old truck right beside me.
I said I just seen a coyote run across the road not too far from your house.
When was it?
No, he wasn't back.
Camera card out. They, you know, I used to take my camera card and stick it into my iPad and that, but now my iPad upgraded versions, and now the software for my little camera attachment thing don't work.
Restore and see if there's an update for it.
I had to now plug it into my computer and go upstairs and do it, and it, my computer's slow and it just takes a little bit longer, and it makes me not want to not do it as often. And that, but that black coyote, he's pretty wily. He's real, real cautious. I know a bunch of people have caught him on the Ring cameras and that.
Was up there leaving your house, heading toward mine. It would be just before you got to Sandy Flats. When you cross the road there.
You've arranged that they have.
Miles. They roll pretty good ways.
It's healthy when I catch him on the camera. The other ones, you know, are all real wiry looking.
Y'all leaving to go up to your daughter's Friday or Saturday?
Down by Greenwood on Saturday, so we won't leave until Sunday morning. Home Depot run first thing this morning when I get to work.
Can get
in concrete patch, and then I gotta get some ceiling tiles that I ordered.
Ask if they had it in stock.
That was amazing.
It is, but I'm starving this morning.
Eat a good breakfast.
It's too early. I can't eat that early in the morning. So I got one of the microwave biscuits. Throw in the microwave on the truck here and eat it here in a little bit.
Bowl of oatmeal and a half a bagel this morning.
Well, every day but Thursday, the wife gets up and fixes breakfast, but I just can't eat at 4:30 in the morning.
I can be up for an hour or so and then eat. I can do better. Man, I saw gas is $3.26 now for regular.
Video yesterday, they said it's gone up for 27 days straight. Gas has gone up.
I've accomplished something.
In the nation. You never see anybody that voted for him.
A bit too embarrassed.
Nice to vote next time.
Understand how people could enjoy the way that it is now.
Working for a living.
Paying for that free stuff.
That are getting it aren't paying for it, so they don't care.
What about that?
Benefits ran out that they were expecting everybody to get up and go back to work. Well, they didn't. And all the federal benefits haven't ended. You're giving them that child credit. They got money coming in. I mean, you got two kids, that's extra $600 a month.
He's got three on that, but they're going to be screwed come tax time.
Most of those in that situation aren't thinking about tax time and how it's going to affect them.
Right about that. I'm about to say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and maybe I can catch you this evening on the radio. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, and have a great trip with your daughter there, and hopefully everything goes good with Susan's mom, and y'all get to enjoy that, just in case I don't get to talk to you again. Y'all have a safe trip, and look forward to hearing about your trip. KO4HKX. I'm clear. 73.